the wolves came down from the hills and took the children of Krilu. First one child was stolen as he tugged his sled at the rim of the village, another the following week as she skirted the cabins near the ice-choked pond. Now, in the rolling snow whirls of the new winter, a third was dragged from the village, this one from his own doorstep. Noiseless, not a scream, not a howl to give witness. The women were frantic, those who had lost their children, inconsolable. Police arrived from town one afternoon. They scratched sentences into notepads. They looked helpful, but never returned to the village. Both women and men patrolled the hills and borders with rifles. Even the elderly, armed with pistols, escorted children home from the schoolhouse and church. But no one would send a party past the valleys to hunt the wolves. The 6-year-old son of Medora Sloan was the third to be taken. She told her fellow villagers how she had trekked over the hills and across the vale all that evening and night and into the blush of dawn with the rifle across her back and a 10-inch knife strapped to her thigh. The revenge she wanted tasted metallic. The tracks of the wolves became scattered and vague, then vanished in the flakes falling like feathers. Several times she sank in snow to her knees and imagined her tears turning to pellets of ice that clinked on the hoar and the rocks of the crag. In her letter to Russell Corr, just 3 days after her boy was taken, she wrote that she did not expect to find him alive. A jagged trail of the boy's blood had led from their back porch and through the patchy woods into the hills above. Still, she needed his body, or whatever remained, if only his bones. That's the reason she was writing Corr, she said. She needed him to get her boy's bones and maybe slaughter the wolf that took him. No one in the village would hunt the wolves. My husband is due back from the war very soon, she wrote in her letter to him. I must have something to show him. I can't do without Bailey's bones. I can't have just nothing.